This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Vinny Vegetarian. I was the one sitting next to you on the plane. I am your leather shoes. I heard your radio show comment about the rental for vegetarians, and I am interested. By the way, if you put your shoes upside down on an absorbent towel, the soy sauce I squirted in them should drain out.
Well, Brent Logie was a vegetarian, although he looked like a fullback football player. And he wasn't happy with the vegetarian comments I made with him advertising his rental. So he was that was a slap in the face. Oliver Shalom, Brent Logie. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Sanjay Wagley, and say that three times fast. And he is an attorney and a lobbyist with the California Association of Realtors. A new program coming out, California Dream for All. And they're offering to pay a portion of your down payment. Maybe if you want to open up an animal sanctuary, you could get you hooked up. Fourth quarter is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, along with some inventory that I looked at. Boy, it's interesting. We're still low on inventory, but at least we're moving in the right direction. Last week, interview with attorney James Ballantyne, local real estate attorney who was buddies with John DiLoretto, my friend since 1989, when I converted him from a for sale by owner. And we had a friendship all these years. Sadly, age 63, passed away. As I was exiting the mission, I said hello to his oldest brother, Jim DiLoretto, who I understood was not feeling well. This is a week and a half ago. And Jim died 2 days ago, the eldest of the four sons. So now there's only one left, Ed DiLoretto, running Loretto Plaza. So crazy. Inventory, here we are in, February. Well, that doesn't even look right. That doesn't look right. February 26th. You know what? I'm going to go back to this. Let's remind you, MontecitoLandscape.com. You can get their bi-monthly newsletter. It is free. You don't have to buy it, but it just comes out bi-monthly. And that's a good thing. We have 74 listings in escrow as of the 31st week of the year, 2022, the week ending August 5th, 2022. I didn't make it to Richard All's party this year, Fiesta party. 74 listings in escrow. Last year at this time, we had 142 listings in escrow. 2020, 214. 2019, 122. So 74 is low. We have over a million. We have 71 listings in escrow out of the 247. Last year, at this time, we had 129 listings in escrow out of 253. So, interesting, almost the same inventory above $1 million. You okay? And, but this year, it's only 29%. Last year at this time, it's 51% that we had in escrow. We had almost half of the listings above $1 million in escrow last year. Today, 29%. Year-to-date stats, 2,272,000 is the number. It was 2.3 million for a while. And we're having some low sales of the week. Last week's median price was 2,006,000, only 12 sales. So, Bob's your uncle. 581 sales. Compare that to 2020, year-to-date, it was 582 sales. However, going back 2019 and back, it was 647, 629, 680, 639. These are the number of single-family sales for the first 31 weeks of the year. And this year, 581. So, you know, 2020 was also a weird year. COVID hit March, so there was a malaise for a couple of months there. People didn't know what was going on. And then, of course, it shot up. 2021, first 31 weeks of the year, 848 sales. The unicorn year. The median price year-to-date last year was just over $2 million, $2,034,000. This year, $2,272,000. If you look at Montecito, first 31 weeks of the year, 105 sales. 105 sales. 2020 was 131 sales. 2019, going backwards, 99 sales. 2018, 71 sales in Montecito. That was the debris flow. 2017, 102 sales. So 105 in Montecito, not too shabby, except if you compare it to 2021, when it was 194 sales. Median price this year, Montecito, first 31 weeks of the year, $5.4 million. Last year, $4,936,000. For the year 2021, we ended up at $1,962,250. And the year-to-date last year was $2,034,000. So it went down. So the same can happen this year, where our year-to-date median price, single family, $2,272,000. Okay, enough about this. Enough about that. Enough about me. What do you think about me? I think I mentioned this story. I don't know where that came from. I think I mentioned the story, but I'll say it again just in case we didn't. I don't see a check mark across this. This goes back from July 9th. Richard Gere sells 49-acre New York estate. He spent decades compiling this 49-acre compound. And the first sentence says, outside New York City. What does that mean, outside New York City? Sold for $24 million. He bought the first piece of property in 1986 for $1.5 million, and then he started buying neighboring parcels. He put it on the market last year for $28 million. He sold it $24 million. Well, what does just outside New York City mean? 50 miles. So would you say Ventura is just outside of Santa Barbara? That's, you know, Oxnard is just outside. Outside Manhattan Pound Ridge, quiet town, celebrities like Ryan Reynolds and Tom Brokaw. And the nicest thing about this is it backed up to a 4,300-acre park. Man-made attractions include a soccer field, basketball court, swimming pool, and dining pavilion. Have you ever seen naturally occurring soccer fields, basketball court, swimming pool, and dining pavilion? Why they have to specify these are man-made attractions, I have no idea. Improvements include, that would have been fine. Three-story home, yada, yada, yada. And so then he picked up another property a few miles north in the town of North Salem, where he was burned at the stake. For $9.8 million. That's in a different state, isn't it? North Salem's in New York. Salem, it was in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. 72-year-old actor. Okay. Well, there you go. Did I read this one? This is stuck in here. Did I say that we could buy roaches? Why would you want to? That'll be for another day. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to come back with the California Association of Realtors attorney lobbyist Sanjay Wagley, and we're going to find out about the new California Dream for All, where they're going to be paying a portion of your down payment.